While much of central Iraq is still closer to war than peace, the north is relatively calm. The economy is picking up, and there is lively trade with Syria and Turkey. In the past week, an Iraqi asphalt plant opened again for the first time in 20 years. The U.S. military is in charge of reconstruction in northern Iraq. Much of the success there seems to be due to an American general. NPR's Deborah Amos filed this report from the northern city of Mosul.
How are you, Mr. Mayor? Saida Mahafa.
Good to see you.
Major General David Petraeus greets the men gathered here like a seasoned politician. He shakes hands, slaps backs, speaks a few words of Arabic. Petraeus commands the 101st Airborne Division. He controls four provinces in northern Iraq. It's a huge area, but this general says he doesn't need more American soldiers. He's training Iraqis, nearly 13,000 so far, more than any other region in Iraq.
We have almost a division's worth of security forces.
Mm-hmm.
We've trained five companies of Iraq Civil Defense Corps.
Another group of former Iraqi soldiers is welcome to work alongside the 101st Airborne Division, the Screaming Eagles, trained by Colonel Ben Hodges.
These young men are fit, they care about their country, and they need a job.
Petraeus hands out a commander's coin, a symbol of cooperation.
Well, it's very clear to all of us that you've got the competence and the confidence to do this mission very well.
These men will take over guard duty at a 73-square-mile ammunition dump. The 101st supplies housing, medical care, and pays their salaries.
This is a race. This is a race to win the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people. And there are other people in this race. And they're not just trying to beat us to the finish line. In some cases, they want to kill us. We have the forces, we have the assets needed to succeed in the north. We believe, in fact, that we are achieving success, and all we need is a continued flow of money.
On the helicopter trip back to base, General Petraeus points out what the money buys. Small business loans to get the economy going, funds to fix phone lines and sewers, a concrete plant refurbished and opened. He's already spent more than $24 million. For him, the peace depends on quality of life.
One of the tests that we are constantly confronted with is life better now than it was under Saddam?
Petraeus won't make comparisons with other regions, but his officers say when it comes to nation building, he's the most innovative commander in the Army.
The difference in what we're doing here and what's going on in the rest of the country is we have a balanced approach.
Major Roosevelt Samuels of the Army Corps of Engineers worked out a deal to trade Iraqi oil for electricity from Syria and Turkey. General Petraeus beefed up his legal unit to negotiate contracts. When the 101st uses force, it is a selective approach, only now adopted by other commanders.
We know when to apply heavy pressure, and then we also know when it's time to reach out and try to win the hearts and minds of the majority of the folks who really want change.
But not every Iraqi wants change. Saddam's sons, Uday and Qusay, were surrounded and killed in Mosul. This town is home to hundreds of former Ba'ath Party members and security officers. Radical Muslim groups are trying to set up cells in the city.
15 SA-16 missiles, 950 mortar rounds, 24 RPG launchers.
In his office, in one of Saddam's old palaces, General Petraeus turns in his chair and reads his email. It is a report from the latest operation, the capture of a cache of weapons.
They have a lot less to shoot at us right now.
Even so, there are still major problems to solve.
Okay. You gotta be kidding me. Once again.
At command headquarters, officers sit in two tiers of bleachers, typing on computer screens, preparing the daily briefing.
You're running a marathon at a very high rate of speed here. You've got to gain this momentum, you've got to achieve this momentum, and then you really have to maintain it.
General Petraeus monitors every number, the ups and downs of nation building. Then he urges his soldiers to do more. Deborah Amos, NPR News.